Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
Kind of wish when I answered this question from Brian Linder about how do people get started losing weight. Well, I first talked about measurements, but I probably just said, well, you know, pick some behaviors that you want to do and don't try to do all of them at once. I eventually say this, but it takes me a while to get there. But I would say, hey, yeah, you need to pick some behaviors that are going to be consistent with losing weight, whatever you think that is, and just start doing those, right? Don't necessarily get into the, it could be the best or whatever, just get started doing it. And I think it's, but it just start getting consistent with it, start building the habits. It's actually not one thing that you're going to do that's going to cause you to lose weight. It's actually a bunch of them. And, you know, and this is also part of that, you know, taking the long view, right? It's you didn't become overweight overnight, and you're not going to become skinny overnight. So it's this, the process is going to take a while, and you're going to need to do many things. And, you know, so, you know, what I would say, if I were to answer this question again, is yeah, pick some behaviors and start with just one or two of them, things that you can do, right? And then, you know, and then build as you start doing those things on a regular basis, then you start adding a few more things. And that's been kind of how my journey has gone over the last 4 years. Is, you know, I get good at doing one thing, and then I see things kind of level out a little bit, and I'm like, okay, well, what else can I do that will improve things? And so I just keep building on it. So anyway, here's this the next installment of my conversation with Brian Linder of the 100 Words podcast.
But we live in a society that loves immediate gratification, Damon, and you've obviously tapped the code and cracked the code on this through, you know, either a revelation or a moment or hitting rock bottom, and that 4 years of focus, and it's amazing. I mean, I think one of the societal challenges we face is the constant belief that things can be achieved in immediate terms. And what advice could you give to people that are sitting here saying, that's great, Damon, you're awesome, that's unbelievable. How do I, and you know, the best way to start is to get started. Any other ideas on maybe less focus on the bigger goal? Don't weigh yourself every day. I don't know. What kind of things could you share there?
So everybody's different in this journey, right? And I think it's, you have to figure out what's going to work for you, both in terms of diet and in terms of, in terms of approach, and whether you weigh yourself or not. I think you do ultimately have to take measurements no matter what those are. I mean, and by the way, even though I reverse type 2 diabetes, I still check my blood sugar every day, right? And I check it, I check it multiple times a day, because that can be a signal that something is maybe something needs adjustment, right? Or yeah, and I think it's, so you have to figure out those measurements. It can't just be the scale, though. If you just focus on the scale, you're going to drive yourself crazy. You need to have multiple ways, you know. So whatever you measure, right, you need to measure it in multiple ways and take the entire picture into account. And when you're trying to figure out, okay, am I making progress? I think people get focused on one thing versus the, you can be very healthy. You can be healthy or unhealthy at pretty much any weight, I think. But at the same time, you have to know what those health markers are. And so, yeah, you do need to, you need that. I think that whatever it is, you need to have multiple measurements to, and that keeps you honest, right? Cause if your waist size goes up, that's clearly not a good direction, no matter.
No,
right.
That's a barometer in the wrong direction.
It's a barometer in the wrong direction. If your weight goes up or down, it can, you know, again, there's lots of things that can determine what's, you know, what your weight is. You could be gaining muscle, in which case gaining 5 pounds is not a bad thing. Right.
But people probably know the source of their weight. Most people that would probably get that, if that were the case, am I right? If you're paying close attention to it versus the more negative kind of way.
You have to pay close attention, right? And it's, some people do need to log their food. I don't need to do that, right? Because it was driving me crazy, and it wasn't, and I don't think it was, you know, and again, it's, you're not going to necessarily, there's no way to be accurate, because the calorie counts on packages or whatever, there's many things that could impact as I say, you have less control over that than you think, right? You can control the volume. That's about it. But how do those calories impact you? Are you able to extract that number of calories out of the food that you eat? And that's going to vary from day to day, right? So there's lots of it depends in there. So yeah, you might eat, 1200 calories or something, but you know, from one day to the next, your body may not be able to leverage all of it. And, you know, and honestly, it's your metabolic rate that's going to control how much you're able to burn. And sometimes that ramps up or down, right? Sometimes, so, and this is something I noticed too, right, is that some days if I eat a lot, my body will just get hot, right? And it's because my body's just literally trying to burn off the calorie, the stuff that's been consumed, right? And if I don't eat enough, then I'm cold, right? Because what happened, your body's not dumb, right? Your body will figure out, okay, I've got, it kind of knows what fuel it has, and it's able to adjust up or down as necessary. And yeah, exercise is a good thing, right? But it's not going to, you're not going to burn as much as you think, right? You know, just because I run 10K a day doesn't mean that I'm going to necessarily, you know, that I'm going to burn that much calories.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.